Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show. Carlos Ortiz alongside Marco Belletti with your updates tonight. Talking some NBA, both the trades that have gone on and the draft that will go on tomorrow night. Carl Berman joining us to break down some of these prospects. That was in hour number one. If you missed it, use the Odyssey Rewind feature on the Odyssey app. Again, you can find us there. Everything, podcast, live, rewind, it's all there. Also, Sirius XM, Channel 375, and we are on affiliates, coast to coast. Some of you tuned in tonight hoping to hear this program. That means the world to us. Some of you just got done listening to a baseball game, and now we're on after that. Some of you are just scrolling as you're driving somewhere, who knows where, and you're like, hey, this is not a commercial. I'll listen to this for a while, see what it is. However you got here, we're all here together, and we are thankful for it again. The Bart Winkler Show on the Infinity Sports Network. The phone number to get in, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. All right, we have seen some trades go down in the NBA. So what I would like to do is re-inform you or inform you of what they are and also re-inform myself because I'm trying to keep up with everything that is going on. So Kevin Durant on Sunday was traded from the Rockets to the Suns. The Suns did not get a lot in return. Not a great deal for the Suns. The Rockets are going to get Kevin Durant. The Suns are going to get a handful of players. Dylan Brooks is involved in this deal. The number 10 pick is involved in this deal as well. Jalen Green is involved in this deal and multiple second round picks. So this was a way to move on from KD to try to replenish the system, but it's not doing that. The Nets traded out, or the Suns rather, to the Nets. Traded out Mikal Bridges and Cam Johnson and a bunch of first-round picks to get KD. And then this is the package they get in return for being the team to employ Kevin Durant for a little bit. He is eager to leave. He never really seemed like he was enjoying his time there. Maybe a little bit to start, but certainly not in the last year plus. So now he's going to go to a Rockets team and hopefully do for them what he did for Golden State and maybe push them to a title. Some revisionist history. I saw Draymond Green talking about how, they had a weird falling out where Draymond's like, we don't need you. Then KD didn't want to go back to the Warriors because he didn't like how Steve Kerr used him. I've always believed this. Him going to the Warriors did feel like a cheat code, but if he didn't, the Cavs would have won another one. At least. I don't think the Warriors could have beaten the Cavs again without Kevin Durant. I think they needed him. So joining a team, 73-9 that had just beaten you down from a 3-1 lead from the Thunder to the Warriors, it does seem like, oh, come on, man. But as good as the Warriors were, even with that 73-win year, I do think they did not have enough against LeBron and Kyrie. LeBron and Kyrie, had they stayed together, they would have won more championships, even if Kevin Durant comes to Golden State. I don't know why those two needed to go their own ways. They complemented each other very well. I mean, it kind of feels like they've always been looking for another version of themselves. They were just a very good duo on the court. Kyrie, for what it's worth, has also made some news tonight as he is going to get a player option. He's going to decline that, but he's going to stay with the Mavs as he continues to rehab. he will sign a three-year, $119 million deal with a player option for the 27-28 season. So he tore his ACL in March. They are hoping to have him back on the floor around January. And this is a Mavs team, remember, that traded Luka Doncic for Anthony Davis. Also traded Quentin Grimes, which we should probably talk about more too, because he seems to be a building block with the Sixers now. But then somehow lucked into getting Cooper Flagg, the number one pick, and that will be official as of tomorrow. So from what I've seen is that Mavs fans who hate Nico Harrison, the season tickets, you know, people that canceled are calling back up the office and saying, yeah, you know, I'm kind of interested now. Maybe I'll come back here now. You know, I know we broke up Baby Boo. It's my fault. So they're kind of coming back into the fold there. So that trade went down on Sunday, the day of Game 7, which I think is a problem, but the NBA doesn't seem to mind. We also had Drew Holiday traded from the Celtics to the Blazers. Anfernee Simons goes to Boston. So Boston was kind of in trouble. They're a second apron team, which basically means you pay a lot of luxury tax and you can't do anything. And they had these two longer contracts that they're trying to move off of. They have been able to do that. First, with Drew Holiday for Simons, and they could work an extension. Maybe he's a bigger part of their future, maybe not. But they also got a couple of draft picks back. That's capital they can either use or, you know, to draft or to trade. Drew Holiday doesn't seem overly thrilled that he's going to Portland. This is his second time being traded to Portland. The last time he immediately got traded to the Celtics, it seems like Portland wants to keep him around. I don't really know what Portland's strategy is. You know, they want to bring him in as a veteran presence, but, you know, that salary is not great. You know, they got Shaedon Sharpe, they got Scoot Henderson, but they've got the 35-year-old Drew Holiday making 32 this season, making 34 the next season. And then you're going to pray that when he's 37, he doesn't pick up the $37.2 million player option in 2027, which he probably will. So, and they didn't get a pick. They are the ones that traded picks.
Are you serious?
So it doesn't totally make sense. And a lot of people are wondering, why is everyone trying to help out Boston? Boston got helped out again as they were able to ship off and trade Kristaps Porzingis, who also had a multi-year deal, and they're able to trade him for another expiring contract in a three-team deal. So the Hawks are going to get Kristaps Porzingis and a second-round pick. The Nets are involved here. They get Terrence Mann. And the number 22 pick tomorrow, that's now how they have five first-round picks. And then the Celtics are getting Georges Niang and a second-round pick. So the Celtics have shedded the salary they're looking to shed. There could be another even mega move in the works where they could be trying to move on from Jaylen Brown. Seeing different rumors there. A lot of rumors. I'm not going to report every rumor. I don't know what to take it with a grain of salt, and what to take is like, oh, this might happen. But Jaylen Brown being traded, I think, is a very realistic thing. The Celtics are kind of looking to not necessarily rebuild here, but they've got an opportunity to all these contracts that they had because they put everything into that team. They won a championship, so you're going to extend these guys. You want this team to be together. Now Jason Tatum's going to be hurt for a year. And he's your centerpiece. So what can you get if you tinker and move some of these other guys? Do you look at the model of a team like the Pacers and say, we don't need to pay two guys $75 million and then pay $300 million in the luxury tax to try to build a winner? There's also an ownership change, which is bringing things into the fold. So that is at play. But the Celtics were in a situation where they had a lot of things they needed to do to get out of this salary cap hell, I suppose, that they were going to be in, and they did it. They got out of the Holiday and Porzingis contracts without having to give up any draft picks or take on any salary beyond next season.
You can't Brad Stevens, keep getting away with it!
Brad Stevens doing very well in his role as general manager. There was another trade today between the Pelicans and the Wizards, and I thought this was fun, so I'm going to play it for you. I do a Wisconsin-based sports podcast, so I can get it all out of my system so that I don't have to talk about Wisconsin all night with you guys. I look out for you. Although coming up, I am going to talk about the Packers shareholders meeting and the Brewers game I'm going to tomorrow, and potentially Aaron Rodgers. Those things are all on the docket for tonight's show, so I'm warning you in advance. But I do the show with two guys, Paul Emig, Grant Bills, and the trade happened while we were doing the show, and we didn't really have a way to make it exciting. The show used to be called The Bart Winkler Show, but now this is called The Bart Winkler Show. So because I'm a Marvel fan, we change it to Into the Winklerverse. And this was our live reaction of the Pelicans and Wizards trade.
Jordan Poole is a Pelican. CJ McCollum is a Wizard.
What?
It's McCollum, Olynyk, a future second for Poole, Sadiq Bey, and a second. So essentially, for all intents, McCollum for Poole and Bey.
Huh.
Two stinky teams.
Does that help anyone?
I don't think so.
I don't have one sentence to add on to that.
I don't either.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of anything, whether it's
that's legit what I'm gonna say tonight. I'll say we were talking on the show and we had nothing to add.
And I love NBA trades, and I'm like, okay.
Maybe I'll even play this particular clip of audio.
I like that. You should.
On the show, and the Into the Winklerverse clip can air on the Bart Winkler Show.
There you go.
You should, and maybe I'll cut this and play it on the Wisco Sports Show tonight that's available across affiliates all over Wisconsin, but streams on my Twitter as well.
Which Bart? A little Winkception. Okay, how about that? A little Winkception. And then it wasn't that riveting content?
You're a flower.
The show's a little more fast-paced than that typically, but we were reacting to this huge trade that had gone down where the Wizards acquired CJ McCollum. The Wizards are in a position right now where they are trying to just get rid of contracts for the future. So they've got a bunch of money tied up this year, but they're all expiring, so they could move these contracts because that's where we are now in sports. Players aren't seductive. It's expiring deals. But they're going to bring in CJ McCollum, who's due $31 million this year, and then a free agent. They're going to bring in Kelly Olynyk, who's going to make $13 million and a free agent. They are going to bring in Chris Middleton's already there. They brought him in last year, but that's $33 million option and then a free agent. They have Marcus Smart, $21 million, and then a free agent. So you're looking at $100 million of contracts that will be cleared off the books, and they got rid of the $34 million they'd be due next year with Jordan Poole. Now, Jordan Poole's very well-liked in the Wizards locker room, and even though this team has not been that good, he was somebody that they were looking at as maybe being a centerpiece. They did take Alex Saar in the draft last year, so he's at least one of the young guys that they can build around. They've got a couple other guys, but this Wizard, whatever the Wizards team is that's going to make the playoffs the next time, I don't know how many guys are on the roster right now that will be on that team then. For the Pelicans, they're moving on from CJ McCollum, but they're bringing in Jordan Poole. Again, that's another salary for this year and next year. Zion Williamson, could he eventually be dealt? There's been some conversation about that even with this deal. And they have DeJounte Murray for a couple of seasons as well. And then Trey Murphy, who is recently extended too. So I don't know. The Pelicans seem like a team that they were going to be able to make that next push. Never have been able to do that. Partly because of Zion's injury history. And then they've never been able to get anything going, even when he was healthy. So two teams kind of just like, you know, going down into the garage in their basement and, hey, I'm going to take this stuff to Goodwill and I'm going to take this stuff to St. Vinny's. And, you know, instead of doing that, let's just trade and see if there's anything in there that we like. The old one man's junk is another man's treasure. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We'll continue to look at what's going on in the NBA with you. And then I am going to try to go to a baseball game tomorrow and spend a total of $1. And I want to see if I'm going to be able to do it. I'll explain coming up. 888-710-4ISN. It's the Bart Winkler Show.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander at the Oklahoma City Thunder parade celebration. I did want to make a point. I usually do to watch some of it, at least on NBA TV. I did not catch much of it today. I saw some clips. I saw a lot of people saying, my city did it better, or the Knicks had a better, you know, like celebration in the streets after they won in the second round. For Oklahoma City, I'm not going to rain literally on your parade. I will say it feels like, I don't know what it feels like. It feels, I don't want to say anything. If I'm going to have a take on this, I want it to be a take. But it does kind of feel anticlimactic that the Thunder won. I don't know if it felt inevitable. I don't want to say it feels manufactured. I don't want to pick on another city like how people always, you know, pick on my city. But there is just something very, like, it just feels very, what's the word I'm looking for? Synthetic? Does that make sense? What does synthetic mean?
Synthetic is the stuff I put in my car.
Yeah.
Synthetic, like, oil. It's like man-made, question mark?
Yeah, like artificially produced.
There you go.
I think that's the word I'm going to go with. I think that's it. I think I like that. This Thunder parade, the Thunder championship, the Thunder celebration. You know how I always rail about artificial intelligence? And you can, like, look at it and, oh, it's not quite how things, something just feels off. I don't know. Maybe if Indiana had won. Like, is it because they've only been there for 15 years? Is it because we don't, they're so young? Is it because that the team with KD and Harden and Westbrook wasn't the one to do it again? I am not trying to take away at all from what they accomplish. We ran through the stats the other night. Historically, they're one of the best teams that's ever played. But did it feel like it? And why didn't it feel like it? Again, this does not matter. If you are a Thunder fan, what I'm saying is Charlie Brown teacher. Wah, 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 wah. None of it matters. Don't for a second care. If you're a Thunder fan, don't for a second care about my feelings on this. This is your thing. I'm not trying to take away anything from it. But again, there is something that feels, I'll use the word again, synthetic about it. It feels like this team was created in a lab and they did everything the right way. I mean, they essentially did the Oklahoma Western Conference version of trust the process. They made the right trades. They got all these picks. Am I wrong to think that, or am I onto something, Carlos? Do you feel that way? Do you feel like there's something artificial about this championship?
No, I'm just more relieved that it wasn't Indiana who won.
Well, yeah, I'm very relieved. I'd much rather be asking these questions than, you know, still bitching for the 20th night in a row.
Although, if the Pacers did win, we'd have content until Thursday.
Yes.
Thanks for sticking around.
We would. We'd have content like, is Tyrese Haliburton the worst best player on a championship team since 2000? That would be a fun one to do. But congratulations again to the Oklahoma City Thunder. And their collective unit, I think, is going to earn this week's Defensive Player of the Week award from the show, brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, where their members are the mission. Navy Federal Credit Union, that's Navy Federal .org. When you go back to the game that they had against the Pacers, it was the turnovers that did wonders for them. They were able to force 23 turnovers. They had 8 blocks. They had 14 steals. It was a great effort defensively, especially down the stretch. Chet Holmgren had 5 blocks himself. Alex Caruso, Cason Wallace, both had 3 steals off the bench. Lou Dort had another 3 steals. Jalen Williams with a pair. So a really great overall defensive effort, especially in that third quarter where they held the Pacers to 20. Now, Pacers cut it to within 10, but the defense did clamp down when they needed to. So the Defensive Player of the Week award, if I have to pick one person, I'll give it to Chet Holmgren for the 5 blocks. But certainly more of a team effort here. Defensive Player of the Week brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union. Again, their members are the mission. You got a better word for me, Robert, on that one?
Hey, voices. Is the word contrived that you're searching for?
Contrived. Created or arranged in a way that seems artificial and unrealistic. Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give you my
contrived grade. Means to make something happen through skill and planning, which they did, and that should be celebrated, but there's something, yeah, I don't know.
All right. Well, let me give you my grade, Professor Getsky, or Professor Robert from Annapolis, giving you the grade. I'm going to give the NBA playoffs a B. I'm going to give them a solid B. By the way, I want to remind you that one of your astute callers called in at the beginning of the playoffs and said there were really only 3 teams that had a bona fide chance at being the champion. Now, the Celtics and the Cavaliers did fall a bit early, but in the end, it was the Thunder, probably the favorite. And so it all came out as somewhat predictable, but it did have some elements to it. It the finals drew a lot of interest. Whether it was big market teams or not, irrelevant. It did draw interest from those. It did. It actually did. It's unfortunate the way it kind of ended. And it did. You had a team that had never won a championship. It's always good to see a team that had never won a championship win its first championship, or at least since they've been in Oklahoma City. I'm not really referring back to when they were the Supersonics. And it drew the attention of those like that caller who lost interest in the NBA years ago. So I think it was a pretty successful run for those reasons. And by the way, may I do a quick worst in 5? Actually, I'll just give you 2. The worst... Okay. The months of the year, as they relate to sports, we're coming into what I consider the worst month, and that's July. The NFL is not yet really getting into gear. You do have the baseball in its midseason form, but that's not really relevant till later on. And now hockey, the NHL, and the NBA are done. So I always consider July to be kind of the driest month. That's when
sports suck.
That's when sports talk hosts are really going to earn their money. And I'm not going to give you the five best. I'll just give you my best. And that's January, obviously, because
number
of the NFL.
Number one.
And, all right, let him talk a little bit.
Or at least play my sound bites. So because you have the NFL playoffs and the college football playoffs, you got hockey and NBA going on, and even the pitchers and catchers are getting ready to report. So anyhow, you may have some thoughts on that. I don't know, but thanks for taking my call. But contrived, my friend. That's the word of the day. Thank you.
All right, Robert, thank you for the call. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476.
Hey, I respect Robert. You know, when he wants to do a worst in five, he gets the worst in five imaging. No other caller can just come in, you know, and say, hey, I'm going to start doing some stuff, and I'm gonna support you. Robert got support elements there.
Yeah, okay. That's fair. When I say to go back to the word about what I feel like this championship is, because I was talking about this today too, is the celebration was lame, but also this is Gen Z, man. They're not a drinking. You know, first of all, the hats were bad. If I'm really going to get into it, the hats were bad. Thank Michael Rubin and Fanatics. Although I don't know if I'm supposed to like be
as
a
if he needs
man.
Any more pub. Yeah.
Yeah, are we supposed to like this guy? I see him, you know, once a year.
Well, not this show. He can go on the other shows. He has until he starts coming here. We don't care about him.
Well, I would reject him, or I'd have him on if I could tell him how I think I don't like him.
That's fair. He probably won't come on then.
He has this white party where everyone goes to it.
Right. It's the weirdest thing.
It feels like everybody owes him something. But we're not privy to what that is. It feels like he's actually running sports behind the scenes. I don't know. Feels weird. So the hats are lamer than they used to be. You didn't have a crazy celebration because these guys don't want to open the champagne bottles. So it just seemed like very matter of fact. But it's not just the Thunder. I think the product right now. But there was good basketball. See, this is the issue. If you're a league, is it better to have is it better to have the flair and the substance? Do you know, like, last year in the NFL, the football was bad for about the first 9 weeks.
Yeah, it was. Because there's no preseason. The first quarter of the season is preseason.
Like, I'm watching some of these games. And I'm like, I'm bored. These games are bad. I'm bored. But the NFL product is packaged so well that you're able to plow through it and enjoy it. The NBA, the games and the basketball was really good. But all the stuff around it, the distractions, I mean, really, the broadcast was bad. I would have liked to say hi to Marco here if I can. Marco Belletti, how are you?
Oh, hello, Bart.
I'm trying to think of how I feel about the Thunder. I don't know. Something seems like it doesn't seem as prolific or genuine. This whole, the parade, it seems kind of manufactured. The word I came up with was synthetic. Robert, what did he say? Contrived. Does any of this resonate with you, or am I not speaking your language?
No, it's fair, but you're killing your own argument of the good basketball and small market. We don't care because we don't care about the Thunder. That's part of it. And the celebration seems subdued to us because I feel like they almost, it was kind of the little engine that could, and they're kind of feeling that, and they don't have the crazy party animal on their team that lights everything up. There's always that one guy that's nuts. They don't have it. They're just a bunch of guys that went out there and took care of business. So it kind of kills the narrative.
So wow, okay. Do I feel this way because deep down I'm anti-small market?
I don't know. You might
even though I'm in a small market?
You might have to look in the mirror. I mean,
holy
you know,
buckets.
This is a lot of the stuff that people were talking about a few years ago when you were celebrating thusly in Milwaukee. And a lot of us were saying the same thing.
Yeah, but even in game six, there were 60,000 people outside the arena. And the parade was packed, and I could show you all the shots. I don't know that I saw that today with the Thunder.
We can see what we want to see. Isn't that what we do?
Fair.
Look, I think part of it is we need, you know, we need the Gronk on the Thunder. Like, you need the one guy, and it almost makes it become he's the party, and everything follows through. When you don't have that, none of these celebrations look like they're a lot of fun. They just don't. Because if the guys don't look like they're having a blast, it doesn't matter how many people are there. It looks like, they're just going through the motions.
Yeah.
And how do they look like they're having a blast? Let's be fair. They look hammered and rocked. That's how they look like they're having a blast. And if they don't, it looks like they're going through the motions.
How you been otherwise? I don't
really... Oh, I'm fine.
I just want to see how you're doing.
Yeah. Trying to get through things, you know. No fires in the kitchen today. Got a guy coming.
What's the latest on the trampoline gate?
I'm thinking that we're going to wind up with a different company because it sounds like the only thing that they can do is somewhat give my wife a reduced rate on the other box, but she's got to send pictures to see if it's even really a box or just the parts. And she seems fed up with the whole idea and wants to just get another thing. And I said, whatever you want to do, because I don't care. I just don't want to hear about it anymore. So trying to get through. There's guys apparently going to cut trees tomorrow at the house. Mm. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that and not sleeping. So, yeah, you know, we're plowing through. We're plowing through.
It's good. Sometimes when people come out to my house, they either like, this is a job. I want to. I just had a guy come and spray my house for bugs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it felt like he was trying to, like, create kind of a friendship.
Huh.
It was a non-starter for me because he was, like, 2 inches shorter than me and that. That's what bugged the hell out of me. I, you know, talked about that.
Pun intended. Yeah, I got.
I was like, are you sure you shouldn't spray that in your own face, dude?
Yeah.
He's like 5'4".
Yeah. They text me. I got the guys that come that I don't even go out there. Just do what you got to do. Get the hell out of here. I don't want to have conversation. No offense. You seem like a nice man and all from your text. I'm not looking for friends. At this point in my life, we're not looking to add on. If anything, we're looking for layoffs. You know, I'm not taking any applications at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We need another round of layoffs probably in the Winkler house.
Yeah, yeah. You got to lighten the load.
Good point. Yeah. All right, Marco Belletti, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Let's get an update with Marco Belletti. It is the Bart Winkler Show. I'm Bart Winkler, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Talking a little NBA basketball here, and if you're into the NBA, we're going to talk a little NBA basketball tomorrow because the draft is tomorrow. Could you imagine? I guess Major League Baseball, they do their draft in the middle of the season. That's different. Still kind of weird, but it's different. You don't hear those guys for a long time. Although there was somebody that made his debut tonight, former number 2 overall pick, pitching for the Cincinnati Reds tonight. And his first 6 outs were strikeouts. Chase Burns for the Reds. They beat the Yankees 5-4 in 11. Burns in that game went 5 innings, gave up 3 earned, 6 hits, and 8 strikeouts, did not factor in the decision. Big pitching matchup tomorrow that I'm going to get to, I think. And I want to try to figure out if I can do it for just a dollar. I'll bring that up here in a little bit. But first, let's get out to Carlos. Okay. Hello?
What?
Okay. I don't know. I didn't know what was going on back there, and I didn't want to.
That's the second time that he called, and, like, I don't know if that's his mom or somebody yelling in the background, but if you're going to make a call, don't have mom dropping F-bombs in the background there.
Did she?
Yeah, I dumped it.
She did?
Yes.
Oh, because I thought we were getting close.
No. That went out, but no.
Oh, I didn't catch it then.
But, yeah, don't worry. Nobody caught it. because the power of technology, the last 10 seconds were scrambled into a blurb. And as I keep talking, I'm waiting for the audio to catch up so people who are listening to this in either real time or on the podcast will now, like Thanos, snap 5 years later, and they're right back into the timeline they were at.
You can say F-bombs. Jalen Williams said an F-bomb today. Somebody else said an F-bomb today. Mark's in California, Mark.
Well, you're talking about the worst F-bomb because the president said an F-bomb too, so that's pretty wild.
He did? Oh, for shame.
Yeah, no, he
send
did.
Him to the
yeah,
zoo.
He came out of his, yeah, so that's pretty crazy. Let's talk about Brad Stevens, man. I mean, who in what world is he just calling up GMs and are just like, hey, you know what, man? Let's make a trade. And the dude's like, yeah, I'll make you guys better. I'll give you this guy. He's like, sure, I'll give you this guy. Like, in what world? Dude, Simmons is amazing, by the way. I don't know if you've watched him play. But the dude is like 20-5. Like,
and you, oh, Anthony Simons?
You got better. And then you trade away KP, who, by the way, you saw everything that happened with him. He won him a title. He played great defense in that finals. Good job. You traded him away and got a role player, and they're going to lose Horford. They're going to lose, Luke Hornet. They're going to lose Hauser. They're going to get into the second apron.
Did we ever figure out what was wrong with Porzingis? Like, we're just – nobody cares to figure out what this injury or illness he has is.
I find it hilarious because he would come in Knicks practices and he'd be, like, limping after just dropping, like, 30 points the game before. And I'm like, dude, you just came back from an injury. Now you're injured again. Like, it's just
– I think he has long COVID. Twitter seems to think it's a different disease entirely, but –
I mean, everyone's saying he got poked in the eye or he's bleeding and stuff like that, but, like, that doesn't negate your play, you know what I mean, for long stretches of time. But, I mean, yeah. I mean, listen, hats off to KP, won a ring, you know what I mean? Hats off to Toppin, went to the finals, and he hooped in the finals, too, you know, former Knick trade. But
so when are they trading Jaylen Brown? When's Jaylen Brown getting dealt? I want to see that one. I want to see that one happen.
I mean, I would love nothing more than Boston just to blow it up as a Knicks fan, just like let them all go. But I don't think they're going to trade, you know, Brown. I mean, Marcus Smart left, and he's done nothing, I think, in Memphis and Washington. I think he's averaging like 10 points a game or something. But, Brad Stevens is willing to deal with, man. I mean, it's kind of crazy. You know, there were rumors today, Bart, that Mike Brown could be a Knick. I hope he's I hope Mike Brown is the head coach of the Knicks just because.
Did they interview some Timberwolves assistant today? Was that something I saw?
Yeah, a Nori or something. But Mike Brown's the guy, as a Knicks fan, you want in your head. Because what he did with Sabonis and Fox, I hope he turns it around with Kat and Brunson. Because that would just be absolutely crazy. And their offense was like top scoring offense in all of basketball when he was there. And then remember, dude, they fired him in Cleveland, 31 games into the season when LeBron was there, had like a great record, and they fired him, which was wild. But it wouldn't be the first time guys get fired. You know, didn't the Milwaukee guy get fired too, right, early in the season? No?
The coach?
Yeah, the coach, right?
We fired Adrian Griffin when we were 31-13.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I don't understand how. And then didn't Tyronn Lue get fired too at some point, right? He was let go.
He got hired for David Blatt.
That's who I'm talking about. David Blatt. Man, those names are crazy. David Blatt was like 25 games over 500 or something like that. He got canceled.
Yeah, but if there's a little bit of dissension in the locker room, you got to move on.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? But listen, Boston now with this trend. I know you don't want to hear this.
But well, whatever you say, I'll hear, but I only have 30 seconds for you.
Giannis could be headed to Boston. Don't,
what, for Jaylen Brown?
Doubt it. I mean, listen, would you take Jaylen Brown back in the trade? Would you be happy with that?
No, I wouldn't be happy. I would rather have Giannis.
I'm thinking it'd be more than that, but listen, no matter the trade that goes down, before I let you go, no matter the trade that goes down, you guys are not, Milwaukee fans will not be happy because you'd be losing Giannis, right?
So, okay, so there's I was talking about this today. There's no trademark that if I saw the trade, I would look at my phone and say, like, wow, we got a good deal. And this is what I don't understand. I'm in Milwaukee, and I keep saying Giannis is not going to get traded. Why can't there be one person bigger than me, more notoriety, more of a national voice. Why can't one of those people take that take? Why can't one of those other people be the contrarian? Because I'm going to say, look, I'm right, and people are going to be like, who the hell are you anyway? Why can't one? But no, you got to mock trade him to this, to that, to there. One other person. Just somebody. I'm begging you. Don't get all fall in line. Sheep. Sheeple. You're all a bunch of sheeple. Listen to me. I alone can save the NBA. I alone can fix it.
Thank you for listening to The Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.